The Gekou Community Service Project will see the 9 contestants in this year's Miss Esriji pageant carrying out community service projects in their various communities. Miss Grenadine House Letitia Barber spoke about the aim of her community service project on the Inspiration Economy, which is expected to run from September 4th to the 9th.
I am honored to have the theme, the Inspiration Economy, for my community service project, which will run from 4th September to 9th September under the name Project Impact, Inspiring More Potential, Igniting Transformation. The Inspiration Economy is a new way of thinking about the value of ideas and the power of human potential. It is a model that recognizes that the most valuable resource we have is each other, and that by coming together and sharing our ideas, skills, and experiences, we can create a brighter future for ourselves and our communities. This project aims to harness the power of the Inspiration Economy to make a positive impact in my community. I believe that by connecting people with one another and providing them with the resources they need to turn their ideas into reality, we can create a more vibrant, resilient, and supportive community. This project is about empowering individuals to make a difference and fostering a culture of collaboration, innovation, and creativity.
That was Miss Grenadine House Letitia Barber. And Miss Metrosyn General Insurance Denicia Boatswain explained her community service project dubbed Crime Busters.
I was given the task to advocate against the black economy for my community service project. The black economy simply refers to all economic activity in a given economy that takes place outside of or in violation of generally accepted laws and social norms. It will sadden my heart if I sit idly and witness the value of my community decline as a result of negative stigma and/or activity. Therefore, I present to you Crime Busters, a project which aims to educate individuals about the effects of illegal activities in our community and ensure a safe space for everyone. The primary purpose of this initiative is specifically to educate and encourage preventative measures in the form of 6 events and ensure increased advocacy against illegal activity.
Miss Metrosyn General Insurance, Denicia Boatswain. Meanwhile, Miss Playfor Deanna Fairburn explained her community service project, which is focused on the creative economy.
As a contestant in this year's Miss Esriji pageant, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to showcase the orange economy, which is better known as the creative economy. Now, when you speak about creativity, you're speaking Deanna's language. The orange economy, or the creative economy, includes those activities based on creativity, individual talent, and skill, and activities which have the potential to create jobs and wealth through the utilization of intellectual property. Therefore, I am thrilled to embark on a community service project that will help to enhance lives and livelihoods using creative expressions. My resource person is Hatim Farrell, and the title and theme of my project is The Orange Village, Creativity for Alawi. The reason for this theme is that Lomond's Leeward is home to so many known and unknown creatives. We are home to the La Garcia dance group, songwriter and singer Aishata Shatta De Silva, and so many more. Our village will be in full swing from Monday 28th August to Sunday 3rd September 2023.
That was Miss Playfor Deanna Fairburn. The Gekou Community Service Project, which is into its second year, is being carried out with the theme Creating Her Story. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.